Simen Lamed Beis Siv Chafei. Kol Oishi Ksuva Shaloike Tikno Vein Tsuros Oleh. Any word that's not written properly and it doesn't have a proper form. Goy. Shemnoga Regula Aleph Begago Aleph. He wrote an Aleph in a fashion that the bottom leg, which is supposed to be like a leg protruding outwards, got stuck onto the middle part of the vowel, the diagonal vowel of the Aleph. Oy Pinega Aleph, Yifnim, Bengag Shetachter, or the other way around, that the top yud on the Aleph got stuck on. Oy Regula Ehei, Regula Kuf Nogim, the left leg of the Kuf, made in a fashion to be stuck, stick onto the top of the letter, even as a very fine connection. Oysis, the letter got cracked. So it got split up in a fashion, it looks like two other letters. Instead of looking like a tzaddik, which is comprised of a yud and a nun, it looks like a yud and a nun. The shin wasn't connected and looks like an ayin with a yud. Looks like two signs. The other cause of the that he wrote afterwards, because of the tigna raises shalok yisrinu psulin. It's also considered written after order, because first time around it was puzzle, and did not look like the right letters. Abul Hafid also left Lucas, as we saw before, discussed this, that if the two letters are stuck together in a fashion that they're recognizable as two letters, Afish because of the name Shapatam, that gives separate part, the key from Shaisu Rasaleh. Everyone recognizes these are two independent letters, they're just stuck a little bit together. Shemarino Chavat, the Lavik's Kikoisiv. That which is separating them is not considered Kikoisiv. Bladid, Shemloi, Oyem, Mixes, Yudin, Shal Alfin, Shinin, Va'ayin, Viragle, Tovim, Nogim, if the tops of the letters, like the yud on the top of the aleph, or the three yuds on the top of the shin, or the two yuds on the top of ayin, all these things, if they were not connected, a child that knows how to read letters and not words recognizes that this is the proper letter, even though the shin is its tops, yud are not connected, but tina could recognize it. Such a thing could even fix up afterwards. Since its form as a letter, as let's say a shin, looked like a shin. So all these situations, as long as to a tinuk, it looks like the proper letter, even though the person who is reading it notices that there is a crack, it can be fixed up. It has to be fixed up, it can be fixed up even shalok yisrin, because it's considered the letter is basically there, it just needs fixing. Yesh misha'ayimah, there are those that say, Duhu'atin emchutu duches lamarla inoigim zelazeh, emches, which is made of two signs that are connected. If that connection was not fully connected, ach eineke lehegifreidos, and also it's not clearly noticeable that it's separate, so it still looks like a ches, bishatina kareisu shnei zayinah mutnafridin. Here we don't rely on a tinuk to be machmir, because children are not used to the design that we have in the Sefer Torah. They're used to a ches that looks like has a flat top. So the fact they don't recognize it is not necessarily because it's not written properly. If it's written properly, they don't recognize it. As far as what we saw in this sif, that if a letter is cracked in the middle, then you have to fix it up. The Bialoch has a tremendous arichus on this, and his maskona is that me'ikir din, if it's such a small crack that you don't notice it, only if you hold it up to the sun, you'll see that it's cracked. But when you're generally reading, it will not catch your eye. It is kosher. He says, you want to be machmir, then fix it up. But do not pass out the tefillah because of this.